A new CSIRO and Bureau of Meteorology report into climate change says increasing heat through the 21st century will bring more floods and droughts and a longer bushfire season. The two peak organisations have released the full report online with projections based on 40 different global climate models. It's been 7 years since the last report, and this is the most comprehensive set of climate change predictions created for Australia. CSIRO principal research scientist Kevin Hennessy told Felicity Ogilvy the different scenarios were based on how much greenhouse gas was emitted.
The projections are all conditional on what happens to greenhouse gas emissions. We've looked at a low emission scenario, a couple of intermediate emission scenarios, and a high emission scenario. And these are very much dependent upon human behaviour over the coming decades. So for a low emission scenario, the warming in Australia may be as low as 0.6 to 1.7 degrees. Whereas for a high emission scenario, by the end of the century, the warming may be as high as 2.8 to 5.1 degrees.
What can we expect to see on the ground in Australia in terms of rainfall and drought in the next 100 years?
In southern Australia, we expect winter and spring rainfall to decrease, although there may be increases in winter in Tasmania. Elsewhere in Australia, it's a little bit mixed. A lot of uncertainty about rainfall projections for northern Australia. There is an indication that winter rainfall in eastern Australia may decrease. So it's a bit of a mixed bag for average rainfall, but the story for extreme daily rainfall is very clear with an increase in intensity. But when you combine the changes in rainfall with the likely increase in evaporation, there is a very clear story about reduced soil moisture. And there's also a very clear message about an increase in the time spent in drought over southern Australia, which is likely to increase.
What will this mean then for food supply and food security?
Well, with warmer and drier conditions in southern Australia, there will be challenges for agriculture, as well as, of course, for freshwater resources and natural ecosystems. But one of the things for agriculture that may be beneficial is the increase in carbon dioxide concentration, which has a fertilising effect. So that may, to some extent, offset the climate changes, but we do overall expect there to be a decline in agricultural production. Now, that might sound like bad news, but what we really need to focus on is the solutions, and adaptation is going to be essential. So in the agricultural area, we would be looking at new crop varieties or animal breeds, more efficient irrigation, more flexible farm management, different ways of preserving and storing food, maybe different building materials, and early warning systems to help us prepare for some of these extreme weather events.
The report says that sea level could rise by up to 82 centimetres. How would this affect coastal cities?
Well, our sea level projections for Australia by the year 2090 are similar to or slightly larger than the global average projections, which are 26 to 55 centimetres for low emissions, 32 to 63 centimetres for intermediate emissions, and 45 to 82 centimetres for high emissions. Now, all of these increases in sea level would likely lead to more coastal erosion and inundation. So there will be challenges for coastal councils to manage that risk.
Australia has experienced catastrophic bushfires, especially in the southeastern states, over the past few years. This report says that even harsher fire weather is predicted. Does that mean that the bushfire season will extend beyond the summer?
We expect with warmer and drier conditions in southern and eastern Australia that the bushfire season will extend, and that in turn means a shorter window of opportunity for controlled burns. So there's a double whammy there, effectively, in terms of the managing an increasing risk of fire.
And just ending on snow, Australia already experiences some marginal snow seasons. Will Australia still have a snow season in the future?
We've seen a decline in snow depths over the last 50 to 60 years. That's likely to continue in future with large year-to-year variability. So we'll still have good seasons and bad seasons, but there'll be a greater frequency of bad seasons in future. The ski industry is managing some of these risks and natural variability through snowmaking, and that's going to be an important strategy into the future.
This report is very negative. Is there anything that can be done to mitigate these effects of climate change on Australia?
Climate change poses significant challenges, but there are two solutions. One is to acknowledge that some degree of climate change will occur and is unavoidable, so we need to adapt and become more resilient. The second solution is to try to slow global warming by reducing greenhouse gas emissions globally.
CSIRO Principal Research Scientist Kevin Hennessy speaking to Felicity Ogilvie.